This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi this morning. The conference is being held in India after 65 years. The theme of the six-day triennial conference organized by the International Association of Agricultural Economists is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. It aims to tackle the pressing need for sustainable agriculture in the face of global challenges such as climate change, natural resource degradation, rising production costs and conflicts. The conference will highlight India's proactive approach to global agriculture challenges and showcase the nation's advancements in agricultural research and policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridor projects at an expenditure of over 50,000 crore rupees will have a multiplier effect on country's economic growth and will boost employment opportunities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also highlights government's commitment to a futuristic and connected India. A record 7 crore 28 lakh income tax returns ITRs have been filed for assessment year 2024-25 till 31st of July this year. The Finance Ministry said in a statement that this is 7.5% more than the total ITRs for assessment year 2023-24 filed till 31st of July last year. An increasing number of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime this year. Out of the total ITRs of 7.28 crore filed for the assessment year 2024-25, 5.27 crore have been filed in the new tax regime compared to 2.01 crore ITRs filed in the old tax regime. About 72% of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime, while 28% continue to be in the old tax regime. The filing of ITRs peaked on 31st of July this year, with over 69.92 lakh ITRs being filed on a single day. The centre has issued a fresh draft notification to declare over 56,800 square kilometres of the Western Ghats across six states as an ecological sensitive area. These states are Gujarat, Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. The government has also invited suggestions and objections from the public within 60 days. People can email their suggestions and objections at ezs-mef@nic.in. After declaration of ecologically sensitive area, there will be restriction on economic activities such as quarrying, mining and large infrastructural development in these areas. A two-day Akashwani Music Concert 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The concert will be held at Akashwani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jaiteet Mevundi and Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt will perform in the music concert. In addition to Delhi, the Akashwani Music Concert is also being held in various cities including Hyderabad, Patna, Jammu, Shillong, Imphal, Cuttack, Bangalore, Bhopal, Chennai and Ranchi on different days. Well-founded on the ideals of public service broadcast, Akashwani has played a stellar role in nurturing India's heritage and fortifying its diversified culture. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, had issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa today. Orange alert has been issued for very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Bihar and Northeast regions during the next 4 days. India's women power will be on display on day 8 at the Olympic Games in Paris today. Indian athletes will be seen in action in the fields of shooting, archery, boxing, sailing and golf. In shooting, Manu Bhakar, who has already made history by becoming the first Indian to win 2 medals in single edition of Olympics, will eye for her 3rd medal today as she will be in action in the finals of women's 25 meters pistol event at 1 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.